Howdy.
How are you?
Doing good. All right, everyone, we're going to begin today's media availabilities here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We are now joined by the driver of the number 88 Trackhouse Racing Chevrolet, Shane Van Gisbergen. Shane, here we are again at another road course. You got to be feeling pretty confident heading into this weekend. What are you looking forward to most about coming back to the Roval?
Yeah, morning, everyone. It's great to be here. Another road course and good momentum from the last couple of weeks. It's been going really well, and yeah, looking forward to it. Hopefully just have a good, clean weekend and come away with another great result. It would be really cool.
Cool deal. Well, we'll begin opening up to questions. If you have one, please raise your hand. I'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Trent, then we'll go to John in the center here.
Shane, Trent Worsham, frontstretch.com. I got a couple for you. With this being a road course, you're obviously the favorite and everything, but it's also an elimination race for the round of eight, and guys are going to get desperate. Do you feel like this may go through you for a guy to advance in? How are you preparing for maybe more aggressiveness if it comes down to it at the end?
Yeah, I think so. And then, like watching last year's race at turn seven, all the clown show that went on a few times, it'll be pretty crazy. But hopefully you're out front. That's the best spot to be. But yeah, obviously there'll be a lot of guys with yellow spoilers trying to get great results and trying to advance themselves on. So be mindful of them. But yeah, I just have to do my own thing and, you know, respect their race, but trying to get the best result I can for us too. And yeah, hopefully being up front is the best place to be out of trouble.
And my second one is, was there any extra help with Ross Chastain this week? Maybe helping him hone in on his road course skills a little bit more?
We normally work together pretty close on the road courses anyway. He sat in on one of my sim sessions and I sat in on one of his last week, and you just bounce ideas off each other, and our car setups are normally pretty close on road courses, so we try and work together, and any questions he has, I answer them, and goes the other way on ovals too, so happy to pay it back this week.
Go ahead, John.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So I know precision is kind of where you excel in all these different road courses and street courses. Does it change at all with the big turtles that you're going up over, slamming back down onto the racing surface?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, you still have to be precise. You have to hit them with the right angle, but you're generally pretty aggressive in how you drive the car and how you treat the car, and feels pretty rough. The back straight chicane in particular, and the front straight this year I think will still be rough, but not as rough as last year. You can't cut it as much with the bundle that they've put, so I think that's a pretty good resolution they've come up with. It stops the question of cutting too much, but also, yeah, quite violent on the car if you abuse it. So I think it's a pretty good thing they've done there, but yeah, you still have to be precise here. It's a hard track to get things right, but you can grab the car by the scruff of the neck too and send it pretty hard.
We'll come back over to the middle here at Dustin, then we'll go to Shane and then Kelly.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Shane, you've talked, and we've talked to you a lot about your growth and improvement on the ovals this year. I'm just curious, how much better do you feel like you've gotten on the road courses with this car and with another year? Are you making gains? Obviously not maybe as big a gains as ovals, but are you making gains, or are you the same guy that was here in, you know, last year?
I like to think I'm getting better, yeah. Certainly, I'm learning a lot more working with the same team. You know, last year it was the car would be prepared at Trackhouse, then given to Corlick to run. And I feel like this year I've been able to have some influence and guidance on the setup. And we've gone a bit of a different way this year, and something I thought would be better, and it has worked. And yeah, it's been cool to just grow and develop the car. Last year we kind of just ran a basic setup and I just drove it every couple of months, whereas this year, being in the car all the time, I feel like I've learned what the car needs and been able to make the car better and hopefully adapt my style to it as well. So yeah, I think I've gotten better and the car's gotten better, and the results have kind of shown that.
And how does this course challenge you maybe in different ways than the other road courses this season?
I don't think it does. It's got similar parts of everywhere to tracks we've had. I think it's a pretty good combination of slow and high speed corners. Probably the only thing here is the curbs. You got to have good recovery over the curbs and how quick the car settles down. That's probably the unique thing from other tracks. But yeah, I think combinations of all the corners are pretty similar to other tracks, and the oval part is only a little dodgy at turn four when you're at full speed. It's on the ground and on the rub blocks, it's pretty loose the first couple of laps till they wear away. But yeah, it's pretty cool little track.
We'll go to Shane next over here.
Shane Connick, Charlotte Observer. What's up, Shane? So when you compare the bumpiness of this particular road course to others, especially the part of it that goes from the oval onto the new extensions on the road course, just how much of a different of a road course is this one from other ones that you go to?
Have you seen Chicago? Yeah, this is nothing compared to that and some other street tracks I've been to. So this is a pretty smooth track, really. Yeah.
But how do you compare the bumpiness kind of in general with the Roval? And what makes it just a unique track itself?
Yeah, I think it's kind of mid-range, yeah. It doesn't, like, you go around the banking, but it's easy flat. It's kind of a straight. So, yeah, it's unique, I guess, because you're using the oval, but really the rest of the track's pretty standard, it feels like to me.
We'll come stay up front here with Kelly, and then we'll go to Claire.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Shane, depending on who you listen to this week, whether it's drivers or media preview shows, it just seems like some are just ready to give you the trophy tomorrow afternoon. Is that too presumptuous, or do you feel like this race will go through you again?
No, I think there's always good people. Like, I really look at the 5 and the 20 normally on road courses, and then every other week there's someone else that steps up, and there's a lot of guys trying to get in into the next round will be stepping up as well. So yeah, I think obviously we're one of the favorites, but there's going to be some quick cars, so I really don't see it's going to be an easy race. It's going to be difficult, and yeah, we're prepared well, so hopefully we're up there fighting for it.
Going to Claire.
Hey, you put a lot of attention and energy into what you do, and sometimes it's overshadowed that SVG is going to win at the Roval because, you know, he's a master at this versus what you put into preparing and whatnot. Can you talk about that? It seems like it's almost expected that you're going to win here when people don't really see everything that you do to work on it and the competition.
Yeah, like I still have to work really hard to be good at it. This track is nice because I've been here before. I'm not starting from a clean slate. I raced here last year in both classes and sort of know how the track races and what I needed to do better from last year. So that's certainly a help. But yeah, I try and study as much as I can, but I feel like I study a lot more at ovals than road courses at the moment. These weeks are a bit of a holiday, as I always say. It's pretty fun to come and do these.
So it is a given. It is easy for you. You can sort of shut one eye and go for it, right?
It is never easy, but it's easier than ovals.
And real quick, how difficult, related to courses you've raced that are road courses over the years, how difficult is this track? And yep. You know, what would you change on it if you could to make it more interesting?
I never raced on it before in the old configuration, but yeah, as a driver, you hate turn 7, but as a fan, you love it. And I guess if you're trying to make passes, it's an amazing passing zone. So yeah, I think the way they've reconfigured the back straight chicane and the front chicane, they've made more passing zones, which is great for racing. Yeah, it's not the most exciting track to drive, but it's pretty cool to race. Yeah.
We'll stay next to Claire, then we'll go to Lee, then to Reed, then in the back to Zach.
Bruce Martin with Forbes. But as a follow-up, in spite of the fact you've worked really hard to adapt to the stock car, how much of this is really just natural, God-given ability from what you've been doing your whole career going all the way back to supercars?
Yeah, this is what I've grown up doing. You know, like I jump in a road course and I'm on it within a couple of laps, you know, whereas that's what those guys, or most of these guys, are like on an oval. It's the opposite. So, yeah, it's just my background and experience. And, yeah, I feel like, you know, they probably look at me the way I look at them on an oval, you know, so just a good week for me.
Go ahead, Lee. Okay.
Lee Spencer, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. How satisfying was it to get your first top 10 on an oval last week?
Yeah, it was awesome, especially after New Hampshire. We probably should have had a great result there, and it didn't work out. And yeah, we had a little penalty for a mistake, and then yeah, having to be a lap down or two laps down, we ended up, and coming back was really cool. And it was pretty genuine, the speed as well. We were ahead of most of the crashes and having a really good day. So yeah, I was pretty excited. Never been so excited for a top 10, but this series is tough on the oval. Everyone's so good, and it has taken all year for us to get up to speed, and yeah, just good reward for everyone who's helped me to get here, the spotters and crew chief. I think, everyone was pretty stoked after that race. It was a cool atmosphere afterward.
Well, you didn't even have your crew chief, so it was even more of an accomplishment. I mean, and how much, you know, I asked satisfaction, but how much does it make you look forward to getting to Las Vegas next week, which is, I mean, they're different intermediates, but it's still a mile and a half.
Yeah, it's definitely. Those big tracks, they're very, very tough how fast we go. Just the average speed is pretty crazy. But, yeah, certainly getting more and more comfortable the more I do it. And I don't think we'd done a mile and a half since we'd raced here in the middle of the year. So it was good to show a nice bit of improvement. And hopefully that keeps happening and having genuine speed and being able to battle with these guys and not feeling like a fish out of water is pretty cool.
Stick here with Reed, and then we'll go to Zach next.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. As a follow-up to Lee's question, in that race at Kansas, you were 11th in green flag passes, despite not having being a lap down for most of the first part of the race. Are you more proud of that performance or of the four wins on the road courses?
I kind of look at the season separately, like the road courses and the ovals, and because it definitely tells two stories. But yeah, I certainly felt like it's the most confident I've been to move around. Normally I just get stuck to one line, and I felt like I could run the bottom or the top or the middle and just search for air. And it's taken me a while to learn how to do that, learn to read where the other drivers are going to go in the corners and how to search for it. It's still pretty new to me really when I'm doing those races. So yes, I'm just evolving, I guess, but I still know I have a long way to go.
Go ahead, Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Shane, you've kind of seen this firsthand, both perspectives of being inside the playoffs and racing outside of the playoffs throughout this postseason now. How did you feel like those non-playoff drivers raced you during that first round, and how conscious are you of that now during the second round, now that you're not in contention for the championship?
Yeah, I guess the time I got spun out or hit at Bristol was by people with not a yellow spoiler, so that wasn't very nice. But yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. They're still racing for the best day they can have, and I'll be the same today. But yeah, certainly I'm not going to purposely ruin someone just to help someone out, you know, like... I'm aware that Ross needs to fight his way in, but yeah, you can't do anything stupid, you know, but you have to respect these guys and try and do the best you can, but know there's a bigger picture as well. But for us, yeah, we didn't perform. Like, I felt like we were really getting better and hitting our stride for the playoffs, and then we had three pretty subpar weekends, actually, and I didn't do the best I can. So I didn't feel like it, but maybe the pressure did get to us, and then as soon as we're out, we've started going good again. So it's frustrating how it works, but it's pretty awesome, this playoffs and the pressure it puts on everyone. And you'll probably see some crazy stuff tomorrow, people trying to get in, and I think it gives good storylines. Yeah.
Take another question over here on the side.
Danny McCoy, Niner Times. How do you keep yourself level-headed to the job you have to perform each weekend at these road courses when the storylines coming in is that wins from you are kind of a guarantee?
Yeah, I don't think it's a guarantee in this series, but yeah, I think it's a nice feeling. I don't feel any more pressure, but it's nice people think so high of us now, and yeah, it's a cool feeling, and everyone knows the 88's going to be pretty cool this weekend, and yeah, I like that. So you certainly feel a pretty good atmosphere in the shop on a race week or road course week, and my teammates are strong on road courses as well. And yeah, I don't think it puts any more pressure or expectation from our side, I guess from other drivers and media maybe, but yeah, I find it's a nice feeling to have.
All right, well, Shane, thanks for coming in today, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, everyone.